Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Oh yeah, forward into the battle that's going on right now. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there in the army of Yahweh, joining the battle, following the banner. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 14th of April, 2017. We're going to be going into the book of Zephaniah, which is Zephaniah in the English. But in the Hebrew, it's spelled T-S-E-P-H-A-N-Y-A-H. Okay. That means Yah has secreted. What it means in the Hebrew. Yeah, I had to clear the pipes a little bit here. This book's about the anger of Yahweh toward Yehuda, and it's due to the pagan practices that had crept into their worship. Yahweh will absolutely not tolerate the worship of other gods, and any inclusion of paganism has dire consequences. It removes him from hearing any prayers from the pagans. And this applies today with the pagan holidays incorporated into so-called Christian worship. Worshiping on the day of the sun god, celebrating the ascension of the sun god Mithra as Christmas, and the worship of Ishtar, the goddess of fertility, on Easter. It's filled with paganism. Idols in the churches. A lot of the Catholic churches have idols all over the place. And if you try to Christianize pagan worship and call it Christian, Yahweh will not accept it. And you worship in vain, like Yeshua said, you worship in vain. He said that. He warned people, you worship in vain. If you're trying to include any paganism, can't Christianize it. It's not going to work. And let's get into Zephaniah. In verse 1, you can reference 2 Kings 22, verse 1, through chapter 23, verse 30. And 2 Chronicles 34, verse 1 through chapter 35, verse 27. Let me clear the pipes here. I got a little bronchial problem in the spring. Okay. Verse 1. The word of Yahweh which came to Zephaniah, that's 6846, the son of Cushi, 3750, the son of Gedaliah, 1436, the son of Amariah, 568, the son of Kizkiah, 2396, in the days of Yoshiahu, the son of Ammon, 526, king of Yehuda. Okay. And Yoshiyahu is Josiah. So, verse 2, here's Yahweh speaking. I will utterly consume all from upon the face of the land, says Yahweh. Verse 3. I will consume Adam and beast. Notice the difference. Adam, 120, and beast, 929. That includes two-legged and four-legged beasts. I will consume the birds of the sky and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks, 4384, with the wicked, 7563, and I will cut off Adam from upon the face of the land, says Yahweh. He was really angry over this idolatry. Gonna wipe it out. Verse 4. I will also stretch out, 5186, my hand upon Yehuda and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant, 7605, of Baal. Those were left of Baal worshipers, 1168 Baal, from this place. And the name of the Comerims, that's K-O-M-E-R-I-M-S, 3649, those were the idolatrous priests. With the priests, 3548, those were the regular priests. The real priest. He's going to cut off both classes of priest. Verse 5. And those that worship the host of the sky upon the housetops, the sun, moon, and the stars, Saturn worship, all that kind of stuff. They had flat roofs because they didn't have a lot of rain. They used to have dirt and stuff up on their roofs where they'd grow grass and fodder and herbs and whatever else. And they did worship services. They had little idols up on their flat roofs. Okay. Those that worship the host of the sky upon the housetops, and those that worship that swear, 7650, by Yahweh, and that swear by Milcom, 4445. That's an Ammonite god. They were worshiping both. He's not going to have that. They were mixing their worship services, which is what happened with the 10 northern tribes in Shomeron. They were worshiping Yahweh and other gods too. Well, now Yehuda is doing the same thing. Verse 6. And those that are turned back, 5472, from Yahweh, and that have not sought Yahweh nor inquired for him. There we go. I had to clear the pipes again. Verse 7. Keep silent, 2013, in the presence of the Lord, that's Adonai, Yahweh. That's properly used as a title calling Yahweh the Lord. In the presence of Adonai, Yahweh. Because the day of Yahweh is near, 7138. Because Yahweh has prepared 3559, a sacrifice, 2077. He has consecrated, 6942, his guest, 7121. In other words, those called. Okay? Those that are called of Yahweh. The remnant, okay, the remnant today, those are his guests, his guests to the wedding feast, those called. Verse 8, and it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will do punishment. In other words, he will visit punishment. That 6485 means to visit, and with the connotation of punishment. Upon the officials, 8269, those were the high mucky mucks in the kingdom, and the king's children, and all such as are clothed, 3847, with the apparel, 4403, of a racial alien, 5237. That's Nakri. They adopted the practices of the racial aliens, including their gods. And they were dressing and everything like the racial aliens, cutting their hair the same in pagan manner, all that. Verse 9. In the same day I will also punish all that leap, 1801, upon the threshold, 4670, and that was, leaping upon the threshold was a pagan practice then. I don't know exactly what it entails as far as to the ceremony. But that's what that's talking about. Those that leap upon the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and treachery. They betrayed the family and did them violence. Just, you know, on and on and on and on. Verse 10. And it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh, a noise of a cry from the fish gate. And the fish gate was one of the gates of Jerusalem, okay? And a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Verse 11. Howl, you inhabitants of Machtesh, 4389. That was a part of Jerusalem. That was an area that they called Machtesh, like you would call part of your town. Oh, that's the marketplace if you live in a small town, and they have the farmer's market and stuff like that. Well, they call this, let's go to Machtesh. That's a certain part of the town. For all the merchant people are cut down. 3667, those are Kanani, Canaanite merchants. See what I said? Let's go down. How, you inhabitants of Machtesh? The merchant people are cut down. All those that are laden with, 5187, silver are cut off. That means killed. Those that have lots of silver. Well, what's happening to the financial empire of the usurers, the Talmud worshipers today? Their financial empire is crumbling. And aren't they howling? Aren't they going crazy? Aren't they censoring the internet? Aren't they doing everything that they can to stop those that are exposing them? Yeah. Verse 12. And it shall come to pass at that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, 5:2-1:6, and do punishment upon the men that are thickening, 7:0-8:7, on their dregs. Their speech is getting thick, and the dregs is the last of their wine. They're getting drunk on the last of their wine, that say in their heart, Yahweh will do neither good nor evil. In other words, Yahweh is irrelevant. Why worry about Yahweh? Because they're getting drunk on their wine. The last of their wine. It's running out. Verse 13. Therefore, their wealth shall become booty. That's prizes of war. And their houses laid waste. They shall build houses, but not dwell in them. They shall plant vineyards, but shall not drink of the wine. In other words, the city's going to be overrun. Most of their houses are going to be burned because of that idol worship on the roof, like I said earlier in the chapter. They were doing all that on their houses, so Yahweh's going to have Nebuchadnezzar burn the houses. The great day of verse 14, the great day of Yahweh is near. It is near and hastens greatly, the voice of the day of Yahweh. A valiant man roars there bitterly. Verse 15, that day is a day of fury, 5:6-7:8. A day of distress. 6:8-6:9. And trouble, 4:6-9:1. A day of devastation, 7:7-2:2. And desolation, 4:8-7:5. That's a word play. Devastation is Shoah, and desolation is Meshoah. A day of darkness, 2:8-2:2, and gloominess, 6:5:3. A day of clouds, 6:0-5:1, and thick clouds, 6:2:0-5. Verse 16. A day of the shofar, 7:7-8:2, that's a ram's horn trumpet, sounding alarm, 8:6:4:3, upon the fortified cities and upon the high, 1364, corner towers, 6:4:3:8. Those were the battle towers, and they put archers up there and shot down on the enemy. Verse 17. Now, this is very racially specific. And I will cause distress, 6:8:8:7, to Adami, those are Adamites, specifically of the race of Adam, that they shall walk like blind men, 5:7:8:7, because they have sinned against Yahweh, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their bowels, 3:8:9:4, like dung, 15:61, they'd get gutted with a sword. Verse 18, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to rescue them in the day of Yahweh's fury. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, 7:0-6:8. Because he shall make an utterly, 3:8:9, terrible, 9:2:6, destruction, 3:6:1:7, of all those that dwell in the land. They don't see they're not, that Zephaniah was not popular because he prophesied this. They don't want to hear it. Like today, they don't preach about sin in the churches. They only tickle their ears. Oh, Yahweh loves everybody, and you're once saved, always saved, and all this stuff they're preaching. is ear tickling. They don't get hardcore. They won't have a lot of attendance if they preach fire and brimstone. People don't want to hear that. They can go to a mild, wishy-washy church so they can say they go to church. But you get somebody up there that preaches hardcore. No, they don't want that. Pardon me. Verse 1 is in question here and is considered corrupted, that they have messed with the words, or otherwise there was a damage to the scroll that it was on, and they've sort of filled it in. 1. Gather yourselves together, 7197. Yea, gather together, O nation not ashamed. In other words, draw all Israel together, and you're not ashamed of being in apostasy. This is Zephaniah speaking, by the way. Verse 2. Before the decree 2706 is brought forth, 3205, that's literally to give birth. The day passes as chaff before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you. Verse 3. Seek Yahweh, all you humble of the land, which have done his law. In other words, the people that are trying to keep the law, the Torah. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you shall be hidden, 5641, in the day of Yahweh's anger. In other words, he will protect his remnant. Well, that's what he's going to do with what's coming up. The remnant's going to be protected and the rest are going to be hammered. Sorry to say that. Burst your little bubble of God is love and he loves everybody and everything's okay and we can have queers in the church and all of that. That's commandments of men. Now, we're here on verse 4 and verses 4 through 7 in this chapter. You can reference Isaiah 14 verses 29 through 31. Jeremiah 47 verses 1 through 7. Ezekiel 25, verses 15 through 17. Joel, or Ya'el is proper, chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. Amos, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. And Zechariah, chapter 9. Pardon me, verses 5 through 7. Because Azah, 5804, this is verse 4, and that's Gaza today, shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon, 831, a wasteland, 8077, they shall drive out, 1644, Ashdod, 795, at noon, 6672, and Ekron, 6138, shall be rooted up, 6131. And 6131 is a car. That's the root word. It's an in word play with 6138. Ekron. It's Ekron Te'aker in the Hebrew. That's a word play. Verse 5. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Kerethi, 3774. Those are the Kerethites. The word of Yahweh is against you. O Canaan, that's Canaan, the land of the Pelishti, 6430, Philistines. I will destroy you so that there are no inhabitants. Verse 6. And the sea coast shall be habitations, 5116, and wells, 3741, for shepherds, 7462, and sheepfolds, 1448, four flocks. All the big cities going down. Verse 6. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Yehuda. They shall feed upon it. That's pasture sheep, pasture flocks, 7462. And the houses of Ashkelon, they shall lie down, 7257. The sheep will go in, they use them for sheepfolds, and go lay down in the houses. In the evening, 6153, because Yahweh their Elohim shall visit them and turn away their captivity. In other words, he will return them from captivity in the future. Verse 8. I have heard, this is Yahweh speaking, I have heard the reproach, 2781, of Moab, and the revilings, 1421, of the children of Ammon, by which they have reproached, 2778, my people, and magnified themselves against their border. In other words, they've grown strong and come over their border. Okay? And verses 8 through 11 here, I just read verse 8. Part A, you can reference Isaiah 15, 1 through 16, 14. Chapter 15, 1 through chapter 16, 14. And chapter 25, verses 10 through 12. Jeremiah 48, verses 1 through 47. Ezekiel 25, verses 8 through 11. And Amos 1, verses 13 through 15. And part B, you can reference Jeremiah 49, verses 1 through 6. Ezekiel 21, verses 28 through 32, and 25, verses 1 through 7, and the book of Amos, chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. Verse 9, therefore, as I live, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sedom, 5467, that's Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Amorah, 6017, that's Gomorrah, possessed by weeds and salt pits. That's not a real good land. And a perpetual wasteland. The remnant of my people shall plunder them, and the remainder of my people shall take possession of them. In other words, they're going to overrun the land that in the last days when he returns Israel. Verse 10. This they shall have for their pride, 1347. Now this is Zephaniah speaking again. Because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh of hosts. That's Israel. Verse 11. Let me get a last hit of this coffee. It's getting really cold. Well, so much for that clean white t-shirt. I dribbled. Verse 11. Yahweh will be awesome to them. 3372. Awesome. Or fearful. Or fear-inspiring. Fear-inspiring. Because he will make lean, 7329, all the Elohim of the land, the little gods of the land. They're not going to be much. He's going to destroy them. And men, that's inserted, it's implied, shall bow down before him. Every man in his place, all the isles, 339, of the nations, 1471. Verse 12, this is Yahweh speaking again. You Cushi, that's Cushites, 3569, you Cushi also, you shall be slain by my sword. And verse 12, you can reference Isaiah 18, verses 1 through 7. Now the Cushites are not Ethiopians. That's Hebrew Cush. And they had come over with the Hamites and were not Yahweh worshipers. And they had started at this point to mix. So he doesn't like that either. And here's verse 13. In verses 13 through 15, you can reference Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 through 34, and chapter 14, verses 24 through 27. And the book of Nahum, chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 3, verse 19, in Nahum. Verse 13. And he will stretch out his hand against the north. Okay. And destroy Ashur, that's Assyria. And will make Nineveh, 5210, that's the main city, the trading city of the Assyrians, a wasteland, and dry, 6723, like a desert, 4057. Verse 14, and flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, all the wild animals, 2416, of the nations, both the pelican, that's 6893, now that could also mean jackdaw, and the porcupine, 7090, and that can also mean owl, shall lodge, 3885, in the capitals of it. That's a decorative top of a pillar, 3730. Their voice shall sing, 7891, in the windows, 2424. Desolation, 2721, in the thresholds, 5592. For he shall lay bare, 6168, the cedar work, 731. In other words, while this great city is going to be wiped out, and wild animals will take over, and weeds and trees and stuff will grow up in the streets and the houses, and it's just going to become a ruin. Like a town. You ever go into one of the ghost towns or something out west, you see what I'm talking about. Tumbleweeds and weeds and stuff growing up. The floors have fallen in and stuff is growing up inside the buildings. And That's what this great city was going to become. Verse 15. This is the jubilant 5947 city that dwelt securely, 983, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. In other words, they were so arrogant in their great city with all their wealth. How has she become a horror, 8047, a place for wild beasts to rest in, 4769, rest in. All that pass by her shall hiss, 8319, and wag, 5128, his hand. In other words, I don't want to go in there. Ugh. Now here's chapter 3 of the book of Zephaniah. Verse 1. Woe to her that is rebellious, 4784, and polluted, 1351. Oppressing city, 3238. A city that would oppress everybody else in the land and take their stuff. Verse 2. She did not obey, and that's 8085, as hear and obey. She did not hear the voice. She did not receive instruction. She did not trust in Yahweh. She did not draw near to her Elohim, her God. The officials, 8269, within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They leave aside nothing for the morning. In other words, they just plundered everybody. No justice. Eating up the rights of the people. Exactly what's going on today. Not just in America, but over in Britain. All over in Germany with the politicians. You go to court, you're not going to get justice. They're paid off. Verse 4. Her prophets are extravagant. 6348. And men of treachery. 900. Treachery. Her priests have profaned the holy. They have done violence, 2554, to the Torah. Now, here they're speaking of Jerusalem right here. Because they went bad. Their kings and princes and rulers and judges and prophets all went bad. They've done violence to the Torah as the teachings of Yahweh. That can also mean law, but it's the teachings mostly. Verse 5, Yahweh in her midst is just, 6662. He does no injustice, 5766. Every morning he brings judgment as the light, 216. He does not fail, 5737. But the unjust, 5767, know no shame, 1322. Like today, they know no shame. They're blatant in their actions. Things haven't changed, have they? Verse 6, here's Yahweh speaking. I have cut off the nations. Their corner towers, 6438, are desolate. 8074, I laid waste their streets with none passing by. Their cities are laid waste. There are no men, so there are no inhabitants. Verse 7, I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction. So their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever, I laid a charge, 6485, upon them, But they rose early, 7925, and corrupted, 7843, all their deeds, 5949. Therefore, wait upon me, and wait is 2442, says Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey, 5706. That's the one on whom judgment will fall. So that I may assemble, I skipped a line. Because my judgment is to gather the nations, so that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation, 2195. All my fierce anger, because all the land shall be devoured with the fire of my ardor. That's the ardor of anger, 7068. Because then I shall turn, 2015, as restore to the people a purified, 1305, lip, 8193, as language, okay? So that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one shoulder. 7926, in other words, they would bear the burden and keep his law. One shoulder means like one man, okay? This is archaic language. These people, when they prophesied, they went back to the old ways a lot. And prophecy is very tough, okay? I've told you that before. This is a tough translation. Verse 10, from beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshipers, 6282, and that's questionable here, the daughter of my dispersed, 6327, and the daughter is 1323, that means Jerusalem. It's a metaphor. Shall bring my grain offering. That's the afternoon grain sacrifice. Verse 11. In that day you shall not be ashamed for all your misdeeds. 5949. In which you have transgressed, 6586, against me. Because then I will take away from your midst those that exult, 5947, in your pride, 1346. And you shall no more be arrogant, 1361, because of my holy mountain. In other words, where the temple was, they were arrogant. Oh, look, we have Yahweh's temple here. We're really something. Verse 12, that temple was going to be destroyed. Verse 12, I will also leave 7604 in your midst, an afflicted, 6041, and poor people, and they shall seek refuge, 2620, in the name of Yahweh. There's verse 13, and you can reference Revelations chapter 14, verse 5. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, 5766, nor speak lies, 3577. In other words, prophesy and teach false religion, like they do today. Neither shall a deceitful, 8649, tongue, 3956, be found in their mouth. Because they shall feed, that's pasture is sheep, and lie down, 7257, after the metaphor, as sheep, lie down as sheep, and none shall make them afraid, 2729. Sing, 7442, O daughter of Zion, 6726, and that's a metaphor for Jerusalem, shout, 7321, shout in joy. O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Verse 15. Yahweh has taken away the judgments against you. He has cast out, 6:4-3:7, your hated enemy, the king of Israel, Yahweh, in the midst of you. Yahweh's the king of Israel. That's the title they're giving him here. In the midst of you. You shall not see evil, 7:4-5:1, anymore. 57:50. That's what's going to happen when Yeshua Messiah comes back. Yeah, you all these things. You will not see evil. Yahweh, the king of Israel, is going to be in the midst of you. Our king. Not some man or a president or prime minister or whatever. Verse 16. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, and to Zion, do not let your hands droop. 7:5:3. And Zion here is a figure of all Israel. Not over in the Middle East. It's a concept, not a place. Verse 17, Yahweh your Elohim in the midst of you is mighty. He will save, 3:4-6:7. He will rejoice, 7:7-9:7, over you with joy, 8:0-5:7. Because that'll be it after the returning of the Messiah. He will not keep silent, 27:90, in his love. He will rejoice over you. That's 15:23, a different word. With joyful singing, 74:40. Because he loves us. And after the destruction of our enemies, he's going to be happy. Verse 18. He speaks, when he says he will save, he speaks of himself as the third party. I will gather those that are suffering, 3:0-1:3, for the appointed assembly, who are of you. This is Israel. To whom the reproach of it, 27:81, was a burden, 4:8-6:4. That's the sin. It was a burden. That burden will be lifted, the burden of sin. Verse 19, behold, at that time I will undo all that afflicts you, and I will save her that limps, 67:60. And gather her that was driven out, 50:80. And I will get them praise, 8:4-1:6, and fame, 8:0-3:4. That's literally a name. In every land where they have been put to shame, the places that they were dispersed to. That's our people being dispersed. He's bringing us together. Verse 20, he's gathering the remnant. Praise Yahweh. Verse 20, at that time I will bring you in the time that I gather you, because I will give you a name. 8:0-3:4. And a praise among all the people of the land. When I turn back, 7:7-2:5, your captivity, 7:6-2:2, before your eyes, says Yahweh. He's going to return the captives. Now see, this is a dual time period prophecy. Then and now. What happened then is going to be coming again. This is another book of dual time period prophesying. Because we can see the enactment of a lot of this book in today's happenings. the destruction of the enemy. Well, he's going to destroy those that oppress us today. It's a cycle. We are in dispersion. We are not in the old land. That's done. We're in Great Britain and Denmark and France and Sweden and Germany and Poland and Austria and New Zealand and Australia and South Africa and the United States and Canada and wherever else white people are living. We're dispersed all over. And this gathering is a spiritual as well as a physical gathering. Not all are going to be gathered. There are some that have hardened their hearts and they don't want to live by Yahweh's laws. They're too restrictive. They like the world. They like that they can go out and do all these immoral things. They consider that fun and, oh, that's cool, and I can go do this and I can go do that and da-da-da-da-da. And they're not interested in coming back to the worship of Yahweh. They love the world. Well, the world is all they're going to get. They're going to miss their eternal life. You don't get eternal life in the world. You get it through Yahweh, through Yeshua Messiah. And they don't want to hear that. Though they'll go to Judeo-Christian church where they will have their ears tickled. But they won't get the hardcore truth because they don't want the hardcore truth. They want to make a show of going to church. And that's exactly what it is. It is a show. Oh, I go to church every week. Yeah. And have you come back to the worship of Yahweh? No, you haven't. You don't want that. That's too restrictive. Can't have that restriction now, can you? It's not cool to be restricted by rules of the Torah. Oh no, we don't want that. So you do what you do. You have to make a choice. A lot of us have made a choice. A lot of us are thinking about making a choice. A lot are not thinking about making a choice. Yahweh's going to call whom he calls through the Holy Spirit. And those he doesn't call, those that are so caught up in the world that love it so much, can have the world and they can burn up with it. Their rewards are in this world. And that's all they're going to get. They're not going to get the divine eternal rewards. They choose these earthly rewards, which are temporary, like the earth. And that's all they're going to get. That's all they're going to get. Well, before I close today, I want to remind everybody that Eurofolk Radio is offering a Hebrew feast day calendar according to Enoch's solar calendar. Brother Abair of North Carolina has put together this calendar. It's beautiful, full color, on heavy gloss paper. It's professionally printed with the little rings and all that stuff. I mean, it's a real professional job. And each page depicts scenes from the Bible and our Anglo-Saxon heritage. And you won't get lost. You'll know when all the feast days are. It's got the Gregorian dates and the Hebrew dates. So you can see which is which, shows all the feast days, and it's absolutely just gorgeous. I love mine. If you'd like a copy, click the donate button at the top of the page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar. That helps EFR, pays for the calendar and the postage, and it puts a little money in the EFR coffers for operating expenses. People think we just put this on the air for free. Well, no. It don't work that way. Server time is not free. Please put the word calendar in your message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar forthwith. I really like mine. It's just going to be invaluable during the year, because I'm a little old and I get confused as to dates, and the calendar keeps me straight. So I urge you to get one. I like mine. I have a few books of the Bible left to do. I have Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi and Daniel. When I am finished with Daniel, I'm going to go into a summer schedule, because I need to get out of this apartment and get walking and have some free time to actually live a life. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, at least for the whole summer, I will be doing reruns from the beginning of Word for Word, starting in Genesis. So Tuesdays and Thursdays will be early repeats from Word for Word. Now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will continue on with the book of Psalms and then Proverbs, and I'll just progress through the Bible, but only 3 days a week. That gives me 2 days that I'm free, because currently I'm doing 7 shows a week. And it's tiring, okay? The wake-up calls will be current. That gives me a little more free time with the not recording for Tuesdays and Thursdays to prepare a good sermon for Thursday at 9 o'clock. So I will be doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday word for words. There'll be new ones. And Thursday, wake up call. And of course, I do Bloodlines on Sunday with Eli. So it's going to give me a little bit of free time in the summer, which I really need. And I'll keep current, you know, with Psalms and Proverbs and all the rest of the stuff. I'm going to go all the way through the Old Testament, okay? All the way to the end, all the books. And then I'm going to start with the apocryphal books. And I'm also going to do the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jasher, the Book of Jubilees, all of that. Then I will launch into the New Testament. This is years in it. This is planning for the whole thing. And when I get done completely with the New Testament, it's just going to be reruns, because I will have covered everything. Well, it's about time for me to go. The end of the hour is up. And I will speak on you Monday with the Book of Haggai, starting with Haggai and probably some of Zechariah. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Shalom.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus, go.